A new documentary film poses a recurring question: why practice yoga? The answers are all over the map.
Why do I do yoga?
It's a great workout, amazing physical exercise and workout.
It gives you a spiritual experience. You work hard, you sweat.
It really engages the totality of who I am as a human being.
It's empowerment. This is a strong practice. And the only thing that will ever transform you is practice.
Filmmaker Kate Churchill didn't need convincing. She'd been a yoga devotee for 7 years. Journalist Nick Rosen, on the other hand, was a yoga skeptic. And therein lay the seed that grew into the movie. The documentary is called Enlighten Up. It follows Nick Rosen's six-month investigation of yoga under the watchful camera eye of Kate Churchill. She says the idea struck her as a natural for the movie.
If we took someone who'd never done yoga and we could go anywhere in the world and have a period of time to do it, what could happen? And I really thought that there would be something quite profound. I was convinced of it.
A lot of pressure, Nick, to do something quite profound.
Yeah, there was a certain amount of pressure. I mean, when Kate asked me to do this, it was sort of like, how could I say no? We're going around the world. We're going to make a film about yoga, and you might just be transformed in the process. Even without the transformation, it sounded like a really fun thing to do. So I couldn't say no.
Okay, so you met, and by the way, had you ever done yoga before?
I had done yoga maybe a couple times, but certainly no serious practice before. I knew barely, very little about it.
Well, it's interesting to watch how various people, especially here in the United States and then in India, personalize yoga. And I wonder, Kate, if you can tell us about a few stops along the way as you and Nick made your way finally to India. And actually, you know, one of the stellar characters, and I mean characters here in the U.S., who's practicing his own version of yoga, is the wrestler Diamond Dallas Page. He promotes something called Yoga for Regular Guys. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. We met Diamond Dallas Page in Los Angeles, and Dallas was a find of Nick's. He was bound and determined to go meet DDP, as he's called. It was very different from all other yoga classes that we had walked into. But Nick really was quite excited about meeting Dallas.
I can see why, Nick. Let's hear Diamond Dallas's yoga philosophy.
To sit around, the humming and the chanting, that's not what yoga for regular guys is. Ours is about the workout, you know, and sweating your ass off. When you get to India and you got some guy doing it, I want you to walk up and blast him with the chair. To say, hey, that's what they do in yoga for regular guys.
Where do the girls come into this thing?
Well, for me, to grab the guys, there's got to be an element. And where yoga opens with namaste, mine's more about TNA.
Nick, what did that mean to you?
Well, yoga for regular guys was about as far from the whole sanctimonious spiritual yoga scene that you could get. But it also, it wasn't perhaps as far as it seems. I mean, every aspect of Western yoga, and by that I mean the sort of stretching with a spiritual component to it, really was very much about physicality and physical fitness and people working on their bodies. And, you know, there's a whole very sort of materialistic, vain quality to yoga that people try to sort of talk around and act like it's a spiritual pursuit, but really, if it wasn't good for their abs, then would they really be doing it? I don't know. Yoga for regular guys really precipitated the materialistic quality of yoga.
So right there, Diamond Dallas Page was kind of the extreme of what you found here in the United States. I mean, not entirely, and Kate, maybe you can speak to this, but there is a great emphasis on what yoga does physically in making you fit.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the attraction for Westerners is certainly physical, first and foremost, and many teachers will agree to that. We were told by a number of different teachers that they felt the spiritual studies came second, and that once people started doing a physical practice, they would become more curious.
All right. And then you guys eventually get to India, and one of the things you're greeted by is this.
And why do you guys do laughter yoga?
I like it very much.
I'm feeling happy.
Whole life is cheerful now. Yeah. And very active.
Many Indians do yoga. Mm-hmm. But what we have done in Laughter Club is we combine laughing exercises with yoga breathing and some stretching exercises. That makes it a laughter yoga.
So we had gone to Mumbai, and we had met Dr. Madan Kataria, who is known as the international guru of giggling. The idea is that if you raise your spirits, then you can become spiritual. And through laughter, you can open yourself up. And so they incorporate laughter with certain stretches and breathing. And it's their form of yoga that he's created.
Throughout, we were looking at the conflict, the apparent conflict between the physicality of yoga and the spirituality of yoga as practiced in the West, because they seem like very different themes. And I think that ultimately, you can go to India to explore the spiritual side probably more effectively, but to have a yoga practice that is fulfilling on a physical and a mental level, I don't think you need to go to India. And I don't think it really matters what yoga style that you practice. You know, when I do practice yoga these days, which isn't very often, I go to a yoga class where right in the middle of it, they lapse into very transparently physical things like crunches and sit-ups. And it's basically an ab workout in the middle of the yoga class. And I like it, And then at the end of the class, they sort of end it with a Sanskrit blessing. So whether these things go together, I think our exploration showed that, the phenomenon of physical and spiritual together is a very modern thing. But that doesn't matter. I think it's okay. It still works great.
All right. The film is called Enlighten Up. It opens tomorrow. Kate Churchill, filmmaker, Nick Rosen, journeyman, I guess, as you probably both were. Thank you. Very nice to talk to you.
It's a pleasure to speak with you, Lisa.
Thank you.